Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Sway Monday. We have another wonderful chapter in the book to present to you tonight. And I want to welcome you. For anyone who has opened this message from an archive source, please understand we're on a live teleconference call. That means that people will be dialing in from all over the place. We're going to give them a little while, a little few minutes to get here before we begin our message tonight. And anytime, digital listeners, anytime you would like to join us on our calls live, they're held each Monday night and Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code to get into the proper conference. That is 373-363-pound. If you forget it, it spells free me on your telephone keypad. If you want to know more about our ministry and ways to support us, please go to our website, freedomswayministries.com. Freedom with an S, way, and ministries is plural. God bless you all, and if you'd like to say hello while we're waiting for others to arrive, now's a good time to do that. And if you don't, we'll talk among ourselves. Praise the Lord forever. Anybody want to say hello?
Got them muted.
Oh, I might. Let me check.
Hi, it's Marie.
There you are. Okay. I am sorry. This is amazing. I've got to figure out why you're coming in muted. Okay, I got Marie. Who else wants to say hello?
Helen is here.
Is somebody with the emergency broadcasting?
Wow. Somebody did. Goodness gracious. This is just a test. It's only a test. But I made it through, Ms. Vicki.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Seth. All right, I'll mute out. I hope it's not me. I'll mute out. I know I usually make a lot of noise.
It stopped, whatever it is. So.
Yeah, it did. But yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hello, Phil and Vicki. Hi, Phil and Vicki.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Jeez.
Okay, and I heard Annette.
Yep, I'm back here somewhere. Yep.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
Summers.
Mm-hmm. Who else wants to say hello?
Hi, from Steve and Cindy.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you as well.
I think. It's great to be heard. Who else would like to say hello before we begin tonight?
Hello.
That sounds like Becky.
It's me.
Thanks for
I'm
joining.
Swallowing. I'm sorry, I'm still swallowing dinner.
Well, just take your time. Eat your dinner and enjoy. Anybody else? Okay. Hearing no other friendly hellos, I'm going to mute your telephones, and we'll get started tonight. Thank you again for being here.
Hallelujah. Welcome. This is Freedom's Way, Monday night, chapter 14, and our
15.
New chapter 15, okay, and Vicki's new book, Greater Faith,
Higher Faith,
Greater Power, Deeper Peace. Thank you. Hallelujah. I have it usually. Anyway, welcome. We're glad you're here. Monday night of Freedom's Way. This is chapter 15 in the book. Moving right along. It's been a blessing. You will be blessed tonight for with our teaching. Our mission is to help you come into your true full identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority in your life. Anything we can do in that area, we are glad to help. So feel free to contact us at any time, but be sure to join us on our Mondays and Friday night teachings. You will be blessed, and it will be instrumental in helping you reach the goal of higher faith, greater power, and deeper peace in your life. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray and get us started. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that your anointing is on this book and is on this word. It is your words, Lord, and we bow our knee to you and give you glory and honor, Lord. We turn it over to you. We say, have your way, Holy Spirit, tonight with us. Fill us afresh with your Spirit and with your word in a mighty way. Help us, Lord, to stay conscious of your presence and to be in you in every day and every way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to distort or blunt this message in any way. Again, I say, Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey. Yes, as Phil said, the book is titled Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. This is chapter 15, titled Important Things to Know About God's Faith and Applying It. Important things to know about God's faith and applying it. What the Holy Spirit is revealing through this study of faith toward God is very exciting. Releasing God's faith from within us becomes easier as we learn and grow in these truths. We now want to expand the knowledge of how to turn God's faith loose. In this chapter, we will also reveal a faith formula to use to apply God's faith in any situation. Of course, we can't put God in a box or devise some secret formula to move in his faith, but we also see that there are a few things that enhance our ability. There are a few important things we must know and remember about the God kind of faith. Some we've touched on before, but the Holy Spirit is going to take us a little deeper into these truths. One of the things we said is that the Bible teaches believing and saying, not believing and thinking, or believing and begging. Our confession in the Word of God straightens out our thinking. God's word is our plumb line, and God gave us his word so that we can get our thinking in line. Excuse me. So that we can get our thinking in line with his thinking. The word of God is meant to straighten out our thinking that has been twisted and warped by the spirit of the world and the lies of hell. The Word. This is the primary thing we must have to use God's faith effectively and to apply his faith into challenging situations. None of us can believe beyond our knowledge of the Word. Let me say it again. I'll say it. I'm going to say it again and again. It is not possible to believe beyond our knowledge of the Word. Our servant, faith, will not work without direction, and it is the Word of God which directs faith. The very first important thing we need in order to move in God's faith is to truly know the Word of God. Knowing the Word is not a memorization exercise. Lots of people can quote Scripture, but they have very little power in their lives. Memorizing a verse does not make it real in your life.
True. We also need to understand clearly that faith will not work above the level of our confession.
That's good.
None of us will ever realize anything beyond what we confess. The thing hoped for will have substance only to the degree we confess it. We must believe those things which we say will come to pass. In order for this to happen, each one of us has to discipline his vocabulary. Cut off and cut out words that negate faith, words that compromise the absolute lordship of Jesus the Christ, and words that oppose our identity in Christ. Ask the Lord to show you in a greater way and with more clarity word habits which fall into these categories.
Name those categories again.
Okay, those categories are words that negate faith, words that compromise the absolute lordship of Christ Jesus, and words that oppose our identity in Christ. Ask the Lord to show you in a greater way and with more clarity word habits which fall into these categories to make you more aware of what you say, even in natural conversation. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Our confessions must be true to the Word of God so that faith can work, and so we are not snared by what we say and thrown into destruction.
Amen. Here's an application formula for the God kind of faith. First, say it. Make a positive confession that lines up with God's heart on the matter. First, say it. Then do it. Take a positive action to prove your belief. Now, before going on, we need to pause for a word of caution. Don't tempt God. The devil will twist the Word of God to try to get you to believe something foolish and tempt God. He told Jesus, throw yourself off this mountain. The angels will see that you don't get hurt. We should never act on a belief which opposes God's principles. In other words, if you say, I believe I can step off this cliff and float to the bottom of the canyon because God said he'd take care of me, you had better be really sure God told you to step off the cliff. Otherwise, your faith is going to kill you. Because there is a principle working which was set up by God, and that principle is the law of gravity. The key to using this formula for applying God's faith in the do it part is that our confession must be in agreement with God.
Amen.
Amen. Again, first we say it, then we do it, and next we receive it. And how can we do this? It helps to give yourself a mental picture, a vision. See yourself in your mind's eye possessing what you say.
Oh, I want to interrupt there. This is good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, the Word says that Abraham received Isaac in a vision. He saw in his mind's eye that even if he killed the boy, he would still have the boy. He received him in a vision.
Hallelujah.
So envision that, yeah.
2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. As you envision possessing your possessions, make no provision for the flesh. Envision, but don't make provision.
That's good.
In other words, don't try to make it happen. It is when we think we have to help God that we end up in the most trouble. Think of Abraham and Ishmael. Mm. God promised Abraham a son, but rather than waiting on God, Abraham took matters into his own hands. Using his own reasoning and strength, Abraham created Ishmael. But Ishmael was not the child of promise.
What a mess. From Ishmael, the world has the Nation of Islam, the greatest Antichrist spirit on the planet. I am going to interject here, currently out to destroy God's homeland. That's not in the book. When we help God by trying to make something happen, we end up messing things up. The same thing is true when we go about telling God when and how we want something done. Oh, hear me out there. Know this, God is well able to fulfill his word. He doesn't need our advice about how to do it or when. Envision, but don't make provision. Romans 13, verse 14. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We do not have to make God's word good. He will make it good. It's not our responsibility or right to defend the truth. God will do that. He watches over his word to perform it. We simply cooperate with him by putting his faith to work. Our agreement with God and our cooperation in his plan are all we need. We are responsible only for the obedience, not for the result. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's a big relief there. Somebody can do that sigh of relief. You're not responsible for the result.
So we've started the formula. Now let's finish it. Say it, do it, receive it, and finally tell it. Let someone in on your faith confession. Tell them what God has said and what he has done for you. Luke 8:46-47, and Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is going out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had troubled him and how she was healed immediately. Our testimony, attesting to and affirming God's goodness and faithfulness, brings glory to the Father. It seals his word in our hearts and moves us into a place of overcoming. Our testimony helps position us to overcome. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Next, there are a few essential things we need to know about ourselves and our attitudes when it comes to being able to apply God's faith. First of all, we must know that faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Jesus tells us in Mark 11, when you stand praying, forgive. That's Mark 11, verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. In Galatians 5, we learn that faith works by love. Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Love is forgiving. We can't say we love our brothers and sisters if we haven't forgiven them. We can't say we love God if we're in unforgiveness over something or towards someone, even ourselves. Luke 23:34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Without the pure motivation of love, faith can't work. Love must be the dominating, motivating force behind all operations of faith. One of the sure signs of a heart of love is forgiveness towards self and toward others. Hallelujah. Faith can't work in an unforgiving heart.
Amen. Very important. Hallelujah. One of the biggest hindrances to having God's faith is the big I, the it's about me attitude. When I'm busy holding on to what I have judged to be right, even if it is right, or holding on to my rights, even if I am right, then faith is hindered because I'm more interested in right than in freedom. I'm caught up in being right, focusing on what I know, who I think I am, how I can get the credit, or why I should get credit. It's all about me. Me, me, me. Faith won't work because The love that God meant to be an expression of himself in the earth is twisted into self-centeredness rather than God-centeredness. Love, the expression of God and not our self-seeking attitude, is the power charge behind God's kind of faith. Another important thing about the God kind of faith is that this faith is of the heart, not of the head. We've said before, we reemphasize it now. Mental ascension will never give us faith or allow us to move in God's faith. Mental confessions without heart belief are empty words that will eventually fail. Mental faith is another me issue. Paul tells us in the book of Romans that with the heart man believes, with the mind man may think, but with the heart he believes. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Perhaps it's time to explore this inward man, the heart man, just a little bit. Our spirit man has nothing whatsoever to do with the mind or the body when it comes to believing. Matters of faith are strictly the domain of the spirit man. Satan can put doubt into our minds by way of thoughts he brings from our past experiences, or maybe the word of others, or what we see with our lying eyes. Satan can give us symptoms in our bodies, infections, inflammations, infirmities, injuries, to oppose the truth. But the Word of God will put faith into our spirit man, in the heart, to counteract those thoughts in our minds and those symptoms in our bodies. Thank you, Lord. Until we allow our spirit man to grow up, our five physical senses have a tendency to control what we believe in our minds. I'm going to say that one again. Until we allow our spirit man to grow up, our five physical senses have a tendency to control what we believe in our minds. When we're immature in the word of righteousness, then what we see, hear, touch, taste, and smell are the things which shape our beliefs. As we mature in the word of righteousness, which is truth, the word then shapes our beliefs. Again, the only way for the spirit man to mature is through being fed the Word of God, carried on the Spirit of God. It takes both the Word of God and the Spirit of God to accomplish His will. Acts 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Ephesians 3, verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. These are some of the verses which verify that it is the word of his grace carried on his spirit which builds us up. Once our spirit man becomes dominant over our minds and our bodies, faith can operate effectively time after time. A mature spirit man takes no offense, holds no right to be right, has no unforgiveness, does not judge or criticize, is full of love and knows how to express it, and is led by the Spirit of God. That's worth saying again. Somebody wants to write it down. A mature spirit man takes no offense, holds no right to be right, has no unforgiveness, does not judge or criticize, is full of love and knows how to express it, and is led by the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Just as heart faith is not based on thoughts or symptoms, neither is it based on feelings. Confessing feelings is not a confession of faith. One of the axioms in the book, The Thursday Gift, states, feelings aren't facts. Well, guess what? They aren't truth either. Anytime we base our faith on feelings, we're headed for spiritual ruin. This is not to say we can't have an unction or an urging from the Holy Spirit to do a certain thing. But wisdom teaches us to test the Spirit, to wait for God, to get confirmation, not to dash off headlong into something we felt was the right thing to do. Listen to the voice of God. Practice His presence until you know it's Him speaking. His instruction doesn't come with a feeling. It comes with a knowing. Feelings come out of the soul. Knowing comes out of the spirit.
Amen. We've already seen that faith works by love through saying. But faith also works through love or by love through praying. We have biblical examples of both. Acts 3. Verses 1 through 8. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give I you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now Peter and John did not pray for this man. They did not bring his case before the Father. The man was expecting to receive whatever anyone had for him. Peter spoke, "I don't have any money, but I have the Lord of everything, and I'll give you some of him. Get up." Then he took the beggar by the hand and lifted him up. He said it, he did it, the man received it, and then told it. This is our God-faith formula in action. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 15. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Once again, we see the same pattern. Jesus spoke, he acted, the man received and told, he began to speak. There was no prayer involved in these examples of the God kind of faith performing the works of God. But then we also have an example of prayer as a vehicle of effective faith. Acts 9:36-41. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, declaring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed. Turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called, the saints and widows presented her alive.
Hallelujah. I imagine. I have visuals in the Word all the time. And, you know, here is this woman. She died, and then she wakes up. She sees this strange man in her room, and she sat up. She's like, what are you doing here? Okay, sorry. Peter made everybody leave the room where this dead woman lay. Then he prayed. Then he spoke and followed basically the same pattern of applying God's faith. Prayer is always a good thing to do before you go to raise somebody from the dead, right? I think Peter prayed to make sure it was God's will to raise her up and to make sure he wasn't acting on his own feelings. Maybe I'll ask him one day what he prayed. In any case, we see faith working both without prayer and after prayer. So we know prayer is not essential for faith to operate. That's a big statement. That is a big statement. Prayer is not essential for faith to operate. It is our confessions from a heart of love and our actions in line with the Spirit of God's Word, which activate faith to operate. Our confession from a heart of love, our action in line with the Spirit of God's Word. Know this, God's faith will always work for us. Often it works through us for others also. People who can't quite believe or maybe don't know enough word to have something to believe. God gives each person a will, and people who are willing to receive from God through us can receive through our faith when they don't know how to tap into the Holy Spirit for themselves. That's where the man at the gate beautiful was. Pardon me. He was willing to receive. He even expected to receive. He was positioned to receive. Peter's faith, operating out of love, raised him up. The highest form of faith, according to Jesus, the greatest faith is faith in the Word and its authority. Nothing more. If you want higher faith, get more of God's Word and His Spirit in it. Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. And Jesus, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. The centurion recognized the authority of Jesus and said simply, just give the word. Speak the word only, and what I desire will be done. The word of God is the ultimate authority. Believing it and nothing more is the highest form of faith. In God's sight, the lowest form of faith or no faith at all, is the covenant man who seeks a physical sign before he will believe. In John chapter 20, verses 24 to 29, says, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach here your finger and behold my hands, and reach here your hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they which that have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus called Thomas faithless because he wanted to both see and feel before he would believe. When the angel came to Zacharias with the message that his wife Elizabeth would bear a son, he wanted a sign. He was only looking at his body and his age. He was faithless. We know how that worked out. Zechariah had his mouth shut by the angel for the whole time Elizabeth was present, was pregnant. Forgive me. God's faith worked in spite of his unbelief.
I bet they had a nice quiet home. Well, shut my mouth. I got to go back to something that Phil said. It is so good. Faithlessness. In God's sight, this here it is, the lowest form of faith, or no faith at all, is the covenant man who seeks a physical sign before he will believe. that will give you pause to think. Low level or no level faith requires a sign. High level faith requires only the Word of God. Love is the thing that makes faith work at its highest level. We love each other, we love the Lord, and we are fully persuaded, like Abraham was, that what God says he will do, he will do. We don't need physical assurance when we have blessed assurance. We don't need physical assurance when we have blessed assurance. So if you're one who desires to become more faithful and less faithless, then I encourage you to pray with me tonight. And again, we pray out loud so that the angels will hearken to the voice. They got to hear it. The voice of the Word of God and minister this truth. And the devils need to hear you so that they can be ready to burn tail and run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So pray with me if you will. Father God.
Father God.
Once again, I thank you for this word of truth.
Once again, I thank you for this word of truth.
Help me see, Lord.
Help me see, Lord.
With my spiritual eyes.
With my spiritual eyes.
And speak those things.
Speak those things.
I see in the Spirit.
I see in the Spirit.
The good result.
The good result.
The positive vision.
The positive vision.
Your perfect will into the situation.
Your perfect will into the situation.
So that my confessions,
so that my confessions
will move me into action.
Will move me into action.
To advance your kingdom in the earth.
To advance your kingdom in the earth.
Make me bold in giving testimony.
Make me bold in giving testimony.
To what you've done for me.
To what you've done for me.
And what you are doing even now.
And what you are doing even now.
Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you for reminding me.
That you are a just judge.
That you are a just judge.
That you will right all wrongs.
That you will right all wrongs.
That you don't need my help.
That you don't need my help.
And that when I rise up to sit in your place.
And when I rise up to sit in your place.
And I position myself on the throne of my heart.
I position myself on the throne of my heart.
I only mess things up.
I only mess things up.
I need your love, Lord.
I need your love, Lord.
To flow through every fiber of my being.
Flow through every fiber of my being.
So that your faith will work for me consistently.
So that your faith will work for me consistently.
Give me a greater understanding.
Give me a greater understanding.
And give me a fresh resolve.
Give me a fresh resolve.
To help my spirit man mature.
Help my spirit man mature.
Keep me in your word, Lord.
Keep me in your word, Lord.
So that your faith in me.
So that your faith in me.
Is nurtured.
Is nurtured.
And it is strong.
And it is strong.
To meet the challenges. Set before me every day.
Meet the challenges set before me every day.
I declare to you now.
I declare to you now.
I will not be led by my feelings.
I will not be led by my feelings.
Or by my physical senses.
Or by my physical senses.
Which are governed by the natural world.
Which are governed by the natural world.
I will be led only by your truth, Father.
I will be led only by your truth, Father.
Knowing that your truth,
knowing that your truth
is the only counsel which will stand.
Is the only counsel which will stand.
I repent to you, Lord.
I repent to you, Lord.
For times I've allowed the spirit of the world.
For times I've allowed the spirit of the world.
And the voice of the enemy.
And the voice of the enemy.
To take precedence.
To take precedence.
Over your word.
Over your word.
I now know.
I now know.
And I am fully persuaded.
And I am fully persuaded.
That your word is the only true authority.
That your word is the only true authority.
And I will speak it boldly.
And I will speak it boldly.
Forsaking the confessions.
Forsaking the confessions.
Of the world's reality.
Of the world's reality.
And confessing your word over my life.
And confessing, by confessing your word over my life.
My health.
My health.
My circumstances.
My circumstances.
My
family.
My job.
My job.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And everything I do.
And everything I do.
The only sign I seek, Father.
The only sign I seek, Father.
Is the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Is the sign of the Son of Man in heaven.
Which is your Holy Spirit flowing through me.
Which is your Holy Spirit flowing through me.
This is the thing.
This is the thing.
That proves Jesus is seated in heaven.
That proves Jesus is seated in heaven.
And that his sacrifice on my behalf.
And that his sacrifice on my behalf.
Was accepted.
Was accepted.
I declare that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I declare that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ
is all powerful and effective.
Is all powerful and effective.
To bring forth the manifestation of Christ.
To bring forth the manifestation of Christ.
Through me.
Through me.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That I am become walking proof.
That I am become walking proof.
A living sign.
A living sign.
That the Son of Man is in heaven.
The Son of Man is in heaven.
Seated in the seat of authority.
Seated in the seat of authority.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that these are not just words that we have spoken out of our heads. Lord, if there is any place in us that is unwilling to live by this prayer and in this prayer, to have that greater understanding and that fresh resolve to stay off of the throne of our hearts, to stop running our own lives, if there is anything in us that is unwilling, Lord, I declare to you right now, we are willing to be made willing. Work in us, Lord. Work in us and through us to bring out, bring forth your power and your presence through love, that we are one in you. That the world may know that you have sent Jesus, the Christ of God, flow your Holy Spirit, your power and your love, your humility and your strength. In us and through us, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got something that really struck you tonight, your takeaway of this chapter. or you have something you think, a scripture that might be added, or whatever. Do you have a comment or a question? If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, unmute your phone. For those who might be new on the line, that's *6. If you're on a computer, I think you have an icon, a speech on and on, kind of on and off thing. Mute, unmute, whatever. Comments and questions.
Hi, Vicki. It's Kathy.
Kathy, God bless you.
That is one powerful prayer. And every time that I get to listen to every chapter that we're studying every month, every week, it just gets better and better. And holy boldness and faith to just go. I mean, this past 3 days, really just, wow, the impartations and even the prayer, the things that I've been receiving from the Lord, it's just awesome. It makes you just, you know, go even more bold and in faith where God just takes you from according to his plan. So I'm grateful for that prayer, and I get to hear tonight's session too. Praise God for
Praise
that.
Lord, I'm so glad that you were able to join us tonight.
Yeah.
And I just bless you with safe air travel tomorrow, everywhere you're going and beyond. Hallelujah. Thank you, Kathy.
Amen. Thank you. I receive that.
Hi, Kathy. I was wondering if you'd join us tonight. This is Finn.
Hi. Is this Finn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to hear from you again. And
same
good
here.
To hear Vicki and Phil. It's again very powerful.
Thanks, sir.
Just looking over one of the statements, faith with, let's see, what did I write down? Faith will not work with an unforgiving heart. And that just hit me, you know, just even stronger. And with that statement, you know, there's a lot of those statements that you made tonight. If I could just give you one suggestion, and I know if you did this,
yeah,
it would add to the time that you'd have to spend to do it. And I understand where you're limited in time, but there's so many very good statements that you share. And if you just pause for a little moment, maybe after you read a scripture or make a statement that you want to repeat, just pause for a little bit, because it'll kind of, just that pause will make us think on it, and it'll cement it into our minds even further. Just a suggestion.
Okay. I'll be happy to do that. You know, that's one thing about having it in book form when it comes out, is you'll have it in your hand and you can pause yourself. You can highlight the page. You can, you know, underline the line. I mean, I love a book. I love a book.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'm get it.
Yeah.
That's good that we can do that. Yeah, that's good.
Praise God. Okay, thank you, Finn. Who else?
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Finn. This is Marie. I totally agree with both of them on their comments. They're just beautiful comments, and I'm in agreement. Also, one of my favorite parts tonight's was it's in the Thursday book, which is one of my favorite chapters, is feelings aren't facts. And
right.
Phil had mentioned that feelings are out of the soul, and knowing is out of the spirit. Wow. Just love it. Love you guys. And
thanks.
Yeah, unfortunately, my phone decided to hang up on me during the prayer. So when you can get it on the recording to forward it to me, would you please?
I will.
Thank you. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments tonight before we close?
Hey, Vicki and Phil, this is Joan. I just wanted to say it's, I didn't get to hear all of it, but it was such a blessing, and it's like having a great meal and sitting at the Lord's table, and I just love that it's so full. It's so, there's so much depth and height, and I just love that you're really, that we're really getting the teaching that, you know, that will help us really live for Jesus and be the witnesses and be all that he wants us to be and equip us. And so I thank you really for it all. It's really special. It's a privilege. And
hey,
I would love to have it too. At some point, whenever you get a chance, I'd love to have some of these teachings because I just want to ponder it, but love you. Love you both. And I'm going to listen to it again on Friday. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. God bless you.
God bless
you, God is good.
Love you both.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Vicki, it's Annette.
Hi.
So when's that book going to hit the market so we can get it?
Well, it's got to finish writing first, and then it's got to go through the editing process. And the,
so we're in the process. Okay.
Yeah, we're in the process. The paying for the process and the whole process.
Yeah, we're getting in a sneak preview of it. Okay. That's awesome. That's definitely. So I'm waiting on the book.
Thank you, Annette.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's definitely. All right. No, I love you.
Love you too, dear. Anybody else? Before Phil steals this word and blesses.
All right.
Go ahead,
yeah, thank you, brother and sisters. Thank you, brother and sister. Again, so much of a blessing to us. Thank you. Thank y'all for everything. Thanks for sharing your word too, Dan.
You're so welcome. God be that glory. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing God's word. There he goes. Sharing his word. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Thank you, Barry.
Hallelujah. Just in awe every Monday and Friday that we get to listen in. I'm just in awe. And when it hits the bestsellers market, we're going to be like, we were a part of that book while she wrote it. Amen. I decree and I declare.
From your lips to God's ears, Marie.
Exactly what came to my mind.
Do what?
Yeah, I agree. We received.
I declare and decree and I declare bestsellers on. Yes. And.
Well, yeah.
It's just a treasure. It is such a treasure. For all of us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Marie, for those kind words. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We are so thankful for it. We are thankful that you are anointing this word to prosper all who receive. All who receive. Thank you, Lord. If your word does not return void, does accomplish what it's meant to accomplish. And we are appreciative, Lord, for this word tonight. Thank you that you're blessing your people. You're raising them up for such a day as this that we live in, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Bring it on, Lord. Bring it on.
Yes.
We say, Holy Spirit, have your way with us in this word. In all ways, Lord. Have your way. We worship you tonight. Yes,
we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bill.
Yeah, somebody said still. Okay.
Still. Still.
Okay, hold on a minute. Answer who asked.
Okay, hey. Yes, yes.
No.
But, no. Yes.
Can
you not hear me?
Say a prayer? Yeah, can you hear me? Could we pray for the people in the Middle East that are suffering?
Okay.
Could we? I mean, there are people being destroyed by
praise
war.
Lord.
Can we pray for all of them?
We just,
especially.
Yeah, we lift up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to shut up.
We'll pray.
Okay.
Father God, we lift up Israel, the people of Israel, the Palestinian people who are innocent. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we just ask for your provision, your strength, your protection. Lord, we lift up the hostages to you. Lord, we entreat, we pray. Thank you, Lord, that you're protecting them, that, Lord, you will set them free. Thank you, Lord. Make provision, Lord. We just lift them up to you and ask, Lord, humbly, that you make a way where there is no way for these people who are in an amazingly stressful situation that we can't even imagine, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that you know the way, you have a way. And Lord, if there be a way, let them be free. Let this war come to a quick conclusion. Let there be peace as we lift up Jerusalem and say we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. When they say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, that you will return in your glory and majesty. Thank you, Lord, for this day and hour, and that your hand is cleanly and clearly on it, that you are making provision and making a way for these people. We just ask you to cover. We cover all these people in the name of Jesus. And Father, as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, bless the children of Israel in Numbers, the sixth chapter. We close with the Aaronic benediction, Numbers, the sixth chapter, verses 24 to 26. We do it in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you receive God's blessing. Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai pono ve'lecha yipunecha. Yisar Adonai pono ve'lecha ve'yisem lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. The Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for peace. Thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayer tonight, and that you encamp your angels around your people, give them a God-filled, glorious time this week, that they can make you known and walk in your glory. In Christ, we can do all things. Give us strength to be in you, Lord, in all that we do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back here in the morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. This message will be repeated Friday night as the Holy Spirit brings it.
Thank you.
God bless you. You're so welcome.
Good night.
Thank you. We receive it. Good night. Good night, Nancy.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Good night.